WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Well, hunger and uncertainty over where the next meal is coming from has expanded dramatically during the pandemic. In Chicago, a grassroots community response to hunger has also been growing. WBEZ's Linda Lutton has this story about Love Fridge Chicago.
A love fridge is a refrigerator, often just out there in the open, that anyone can take from and anyone can contribute to. Activist and educator Amara Martin helped bring one recently to the Pilsen neighborhood.
We're really happy to have it here. It's 24/7 access to free food, and it's supported by neighbors in the community.
Pilsen's fridge sits at the edge of the parking lot of La Michoacana Ice Cream Store. It's plugged into a floodlight. There's a little shelter built around it to keep the elements off. Some wooden shelves hold pantry items. And inside the fridge,
There's skull, kale, apples, carrots, beets, hummus.
All the love fridges are brightly painted. It's a conscious effort to make them inviting, happy, and stigma-free. In Pilsen, neon signs say free food, comida gratis, refrigerador de amor. Passersby ask if they can donate.
Bring it here?
Yeah.
And just set them here?
And there's a freezer portion, too, if you have frozen.
Okay.
Sometimes people leave. There's like.
I can do that.
Yeah, that would be beautiful.
Okay.
Gracias. There's no checking your ID, your immigration status. Maybe you only need a few things and you don't have to go through a whole line, and it's just there for whenever you need it, even if it's in the middle of the night.
A Chicago artist is credited with sparking the Love Fridge movement in Chicago. He saw a similar idea in Brooklyn earlier in the pandemic and challenged the city to step up. Neighbors have. There are now 21 fridges all over, in South Shore, Inglewood, Chicago Lawn. A new one is being added this week in Belmont Cragin. On the far southeast side, Araceli Galvan has a Love Fridge in her front yard.
Yeah, and I thought people would think it was weird, because at first I thought it was weird.
But since setting up the Love Fridge in September, she's been blown away by both the need and generosity of neighbors. Sometimes the fridge is filled up and emptied out multiple times a day.
I will go out there at any point during the day, and there people would just like drop off boxes of items. I mean, the fridge was empty this morning, and it was full, you know, when I went to bed last night. So it really helps you understand the impact of having that fridge there.
Galvan says she knows parents might be struggling this Christmas to get gifts for their kids.
So we're just going to put out some items actually on Christmas Eve.
Gift bags with a little toy, a puzzle, warm socks.
And really make a point to put out some kind of like food staples that, you know, I kept thinking to myself, what would I want to wake up to for breakfast on Christmas morning? So just really thinking about that.
Grocery stores, wholesalers, restaurants, even food pantries also donate to the Love Fridges. The whole effort is 100% volunteer driven. There's no staff, no organization, really. Risa Haynes, a massage therapist who hasn't been able to work because of COVID, helps coordinate food distribution. Haynes picked up 75 dozen eggs a few months ago.
Yesterday, it was airplane meals. They must have been the first class airplane meals because they were super fancy. There's breakfasts. There was dinners.
She and 10 volunteers drove around and packed fridges with the pre-made meals. She thinks she knows why the Love Fridge resonates.
People want to be involved in their communities, and they want to be helpful.
The fridges give people a way to do that on their own time, contact-free. Haynes thinks the Love Fridges are doing more than just distributing food.
It's creating community connections, and that I do not see going away. I think that's something we've been absolutely starving for as a city for a really long time, and I just see that lasting far past the pandemic.
Linda Lutton, WBEZ News.